This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned in to the eHealth Radio Network and the Relationship Advice Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience at eHealth Radio. Today, we are continuing a series covering the issue of global bullying. Visiting with us today is Richard Kincaid, a classically trained Chicago-based singer and former businessman who founded the Because Foundation, a not-for-profit organization that combines documentary films and outreach campaigns to start and strengthen social movements. Welcome, Richard, to eHealth Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
It certainly is. Really glad that you came out today. So why did you decide to found the Because Foundation?
Well, when I decided that I wanted to go in a different direction after my business career, I was wanting to do something to give back. And part of what I was trying to figure out is how can I do something in the largest possible way? And so you have a couple of choices. In my mind, I could write checks, or what dawned on me is I could build tools. And that, what I mean by that was through using the power of a story, you could basically build a multimedia set of tools, websites, and a documentary film usually, that would not only help one specific organization, but every organization that cared about that issue. So the financial part of my brain went, wow, there's a lot of leverage in that because a great story never gets old. And in fact, it's really worked. I think what we view ourselves as sort of a catalyst, an incubator. We look to find issues that everybody cares about that are ready to do something about it, concrete, and we like to help get it started by helping produce the film and generally leading the outreach.
How did Because get involved with the Bully movie?
Well, part of what we are doing and what we did with Bully is probably the best example, actually, is we sort of sit around and we aren't constrained by one specific issue, although I tend to gravitate towards child education and welfare. I'm not sure why, other than I just think kids deserve a chance. So part of what we were just picking up on was that something had changed in this whole realm of bullying, which has been around forever, but something had changed. And part of what I was sensing and wanted to try to take advantage of was the cultural zeitgeist getting to the point where we thought we had an opening where we could really potentially change the conversation on bullying. So we were actually really looking to find a director to do something. Then we stumbled on Lee Hirsch, and we met with Lee. I'm a big believer in not reinventing the wheel. So we saw his footage, which was unbelievable, the amount of access he had into middle schools and high schools. And this was long before there was a film. It was just rough. And figured we had the right medium and stories. And he's following five kids and their families and how they dealt with this. And part of what Lee captured, which is very difficult to do, was the relentlessness of this for certain kids, how they're not heard by schools and adults. And to me, it was the exact vehicle to try to start a movement, and it's certainly surpassed my expectations at that time. It's really caught on.
What are your thoughts on the controversy over the R rating?
Well, I guess I find it ironic that the hit movie that's out right now, The Hunger Games, is literally about kids getting in a contest, I guess, to kill each other. It gets a PG-13 in a film that is actually a documentary that is designed to instill empathy in kids, but a few of them swear it gets an R. I mean, the standards just seem off to me in terms of, you know, the level of violence or other things. But, you know, the reality is we did make some modifications to make it PG-13 because the point is to get it in front of kids. But in the end, the controversy probably helped us. It's hard to understand the values that the people that do this rating are emphasizing.
Yeah, very interesting perspective indeed, and I definitely agree with you. Today we are with Richard Kincaid, a classically trained Chicago-based singer and former businessman who founded the Because Foundation, a not-for-profit organization that combines documentary films and outreach campaigns to start and strengthen social movements here on eHealth Radio today. Richard, how do you believe we can help end bullying among children in America?
Well, I think one of the first things that has to happen is this, you know, obviously I think we need some education and outreach, which we're trying to do through our outreach campaign, so that teachers, parents, and even victims have ways to advocate. But I think it comes down to, partially, it's parents and values. And when you see certain activities or what people are saying, that you don't tolerate it. And I, you know, unfortunately, what we can't do in society is we really can't create safe homes. Unfortunately, they're dysfunctional families. But we can create safe schools, and we can put standards in school so that the kids aren't harassed there. And I think it's got to start there, because they're public schools, and those are the one things that we can control. It's just, and some schools do it well. I just think we have to insist on all schools doing it well.
I've noticed Because is also involved in helping set up the 121.helpme. What is that all about?
When we started to look at this issue, and we also did one of our first films on a child abuse center, one of the things that we figured out, much to our surprise, was that we're the only developed country in the world that doesn't have a three-digit child crisis line like 911. It's all over Europe. It's all over Latin America. I sat in a meeting in Spain and listened to Kenya talk about theirs. We have roughly 200 little helplines, all underfunded, all difficult to find. And so part of what we decided to do was get the nine largest helplines in the United States, put them under one umbrella so we have now one phone number, one website, one place for a text, so if any kid in crisis for any reason calls that number, and then we have it routed to one of these other helplines. And we'd like to get 20 or 25 other helplines. It's just part of what we're trying to get not-for-profits to work together for the greater good. And the bottom line is, when a kid's in crisis, you don't want them having to search all over the planet to try to find out which helplines for them. So we think this is a very important part of the outreach, not only for bully, but for any kid in crisis. And unfortunately, we're 15 years behind the rest of the world, but this is a good start.
On a side note, I understand you're also a rising music artist on the FMQB charts. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I went in a totally different direction when I decided to just start the Because Foundation. I also picked up one of my first loves, which was singing, and I produced one CD a couple of years ago, and I'm about to finish my second one, and it's just been such great fun and rewarding. So we are about ready to release my second CD called Mosaic, but the first single, which is sort of a jazz blues take on Ain't No Sunshine, is actually at number 13, or was last week at number 13 on the Hot AC chart, which is certainly surprising to me, but very rewarding. So I'm continuing to do that as well, which was really kind of a lifelong passion, but I kind of got distracted when I was doing my business career. So I've loved it. Every bit of it's been really fun.
We've been talking with Richard Kincaid, a classically trained Chicago-based singer and former businessman who founded the Because Foundation, a not-for-profit organization that combines documentary films and outreach campaigns to start and strengthen social movements. The websites of reference are RichardKincaidMusic.com, and the Because Foundation's website is becausefoundation.org. Richard, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. I've really enjoyed speaking with you.
I have as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to the eHealth Radio Network. And we thank you for listening to this Relationship Advice channel. And until next time, enjoy.